We gather this morning to celebrate and to worship together, and the grace falls upon us at this time. I open with the words of Stephen Levine. There is a grace approaching that we shun as much as death. It is the completion of our birth. It does not come in time, but in timelessness, when the mind sinks into the heart and we remember who we are. It is an insistent grace that draws us to the edge and beckons us to surrender safe territory and to enter our enormity. It beckons us to surrender safe territory and to enter our enormity, to claim our enormity, to claim our true nature. This morning, the universe dances before you as we sing. It loves that song. It loves to see you singing with your true voice. Come now, let us worship together. Well, I think the words actually say we are marching in the light of God. And the reason that I'm so attached to those words is that it's okay. The reason is because that was the hymn that was played at my graduation from seminary when we recessed. So we were marching in the light. And whatever light you need, when you're graduating from seminary, you need courage. You need a lot of light to march with. So it's a favorite of mine. And of course, its background as a freedom song, as a strong song of courage and overcoming the oppression of apartheid, is really an important thing to keep in our hearts as we sing that one. So why are we talking about courage today? And I see the sanctuary is pretty full. And I think that's because every one of us knows, hey, I need a little courage in my life. I could use a little courage in my life. You know, life can be trying, and I need a little courage. And that's the kind of courage I'm interested in. You know, we all need it. I'm not talking about Homeric courage. I'm not talking about great battlefield courage. This is about ordinary heroes. This is about you and I. This is about moving from the mind into the heart and finding within that heart a way to move forward courageously in life. The word courage comes from both the Latin and the French words for heart. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Not the courage which is out there, which you see on the television or read in the newspaper, and it's very, very amazing and interesting, but it's out there. And we're here to move into our hearts. I want to read to you a piece by Mae Sarton. It's called Now I Become Myself. Because that's what courage is all about, my friends. It's all about becoming ourselves. What our opening words said. It does not come in time, but in timelessness, when the mind sinks into the heart and we remember who we are. We step into our enormity, we find the courage, we remember who we are. By Mae Sarton, now I become myself. It's taken time, many years and places. I have been dissolved and shaken, worn other people's faces, run madly as if time were there, terribly old, crying a warning, hurry, you will be dead before. What? Before you reach the morning, or the end of the poem is clear? Or love safe, safe in the walled city? Now to stand still, to be here, feel my own weight and density. Now there is time, and time is young. Oh, in this single hour, I live all of myself and do not move. I, the pursued, who madly ran, stand still. I stand still and stop the sun. When we step into ourselves, when we step into agreement with who we are, not listening to all the voices telling us how we should be living, telling us the right way, telling us what to believe, when we step into agreement with ourselves, we stand still and stop the sun. We stop the energy that could pull us off ourselves. We enter into our enormity. Now to stand still, to be here, feel my own weight and destiny, know myself. Now there is time. There is time. Not measurable time. An instant is enough. In this single hour, I live all of myself. Isn't that the spiritual journey, my friends? To live all of ourselves? All of our authentic selves. There's the crux of the matter. To discover our authentic selves, and for that, standing still is required. It seems to me that finding this authenticity is actually the main purpose of our life journey, to find our personal truth and stand still in it. This is about uncovering the authentic light inside, your individual light. Each of us has an individual light. Henry David Thoreau advises that we each, and I quote, dwell as near as possible to the channel in which our lives flow. To dwell as near as possible to that channel, to live into our authenticity. But there's risk involved. It's not a hop, skip, and a jump down the pathway to that river. Even Moses was a reluctant recruit, crying out to God, who am I that I should go? He needed courage too. I know it takes courage. We all know it takes courage. You can't be alive without feeling that need. It takes courage to say no to friends, no to families, no to colleagues when they all have an idea of what they want you to do, and to release yourself into that channel in which your life flows. But I know I personally couldn't have my authentic life until I did just exactly that. Until I decided that my voice, my light, my standing still in my own authenticity was what was going to be the author of my days and my life. I could never be here today if I listened to other people's ideas of what I should be doing with my life. Courage and authenticity, create freedom and empowerment. When we cannot define our true selves, when we cannot find the courage, we are prisoners of other people's opinions, of other people's rules, of plans, of how things should be. We are disempowered. So, standing in authenticity is what we need to find our power. Living our real true lives and speaking in our real true voice is definitely about taking risks. After all, people may not like it when you have different ideas. And if we don't do that, we risk something very, very crucial. I believe we risk what Thoreau meant when he said that most men lead lives of quiet desperation. I believe we come here to find our way out of that box, of that prison that we can find ourselves in if we're not willing to take risks. Unitarian Universalists are very good at taking risks. We question each other. We don't follow the rules. We don't follow a creed that somebody else tells us to follow. We live our real true lives. When I speak of courage, of the ordinary person's courage, I'm often reminded of an elderly couple that I saw at Stop and Shop a couple of years ago. I was taking my groceries in the cart out to my car and getting ready to hop in and drive off. And I saw a couple getting out of their car. The older gentleman got out of the car and slowly went around and opened the door for his wife. And then he took out her walker. And I sat in my car for something between 5 and 10 minutes as I watched the act of courage of two ordinary people doing the extraordinary, taking the time, one step at a time, one movement at a time, to slowly, slowly approach the store that we all take so for granted, I'm just going to run in for my groceries. And I said to myself, they're the heroes. They're the heroes. Not what I'm seeing on TV, not what I'm reading in the papers. That's a different kind of hero. But what I'm seeing right here is where the mind sinks into the heart, where the heart is the seat of courage. It's available to everyone. It takes a decision. It doesn't just kind of sort of happen. It takes a decision to take risks, to sink into the authenticity, to stand still in your beingness, to know who you are. The theologian Paul Tillich calls this the courage to be. He recognizes humanity's deep and primal anxiety as a part of life, and it's about, and we have great anxiety about our own mortality. This is an anxiety that can shake us to our very bones and can threaten our sense of wholeness and meaning. And Tillich finds that it is just at that very moment when we're sinking into despair, when it seems that dark clouds are about to suffocate us, and we gasp for breath, when we don't think we have courage, it is exactly then that we uncover within ourselves the courage to endure by not denying our primal angst about mortality, but by transcending it. So there's a moment in which we meet that anxiety. We don't deny it, we don't shut it out, we meet it, we face it, we stand still in our beingness, eye to eye with that anxiety. And in that moment, in that encounter, is the power to transcend. Tillich calls this the courage beyond courage. It is that which arises from within, from when all former courage is gone. It is that moment when things begin to turn and to lighten, when we start to see the light outside and feel the light within ourselves. It is that moment when the mind has sunk into the heart and we feel it. It is my belief, friends, that we are born with the potential for this courage beyond courage planted in our spirits, and that we feed it as we each develop our own authentic lives. Modern times are challenging times that call for great courage. And my friends, it is not a solitary journey. Yes, we stand each within our own truth, but we are here in community. And as community, it is part of what we do to shine the light on one another, to help us find our own truths, and to recognize that there is such a thing as courage beyond courage, and it is ours. May we risk finding our real true selves. May we step into empowerment and freedom. May we know the courage that lives within. Blessed be, and amen. May we live fully into our lives with courage, with freedom, with connection. May we live under that grace, that insistent grace that draws us always to the edge and beckons us to surrender safe territory and enter into our enormity. This morning, may we enter into our enormity together and take that being into the world. Blessed be.